Today's episode of Distorted View Daily is brought to you by AdamandEve.com. For a limited time, get 50% off just about any item when you use coupon code FREAK at checkout. That's F-R-E-A-K. This just in, new male sex toys, including the Atomic Jock Ringer Pack.
Well, that doesn't sound good.
It's like a combination of jock itch and ringworm. You know, when you put those two words together, jock and ring, that doesn't sound good. Anyway, I'm sure it's a great product, very inexpensive, and you get it half off when you use coupon code FREAK. Also, the optimal Take It to the Edge kit. That's like, you know, when you're masturbating, your penis feels real good, but sometimes you want it to feel even better. You want to push your penis to the limit. Adam and Eve has 20,000 products for both men and women. Toys, lingerie, lube, costumes, condoms, furniture, S&M gear. Guys, take your penis to new heights. And women, push your pussy to the limit. At AdamandEve.com, coupon code FREAK. Pussy to the limit!
Sextastic. Ooh.
Hey, you know something?
No, what?
I had a wet dream last night.
Wet dream? What's that?
Oh, you know, when sperm comes out of your penis.
Sperm?
Yeah, sort of a sticky stuff. Guy's part of a baby. Didn't your brother ever tell you about that?
No, he never says much about anything.
Hey, Freaks, it's Tuesday, July 26, 2016. Coming up on the program today, which psychic fraud has officially crossed over to the other side? Plus, turd of shit 8 years later, masturbating furiously, and cow sex when you're a lazy animal fucker. All this plus your voicemails today on TV.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
The most wonderful thing about me, I'm warm and sensitive.
Yeah, Tim Henson with you back for the Tuesday edition of Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. I want to take just a second because I've got a few thoughts regarding that Sextastic Tuesday intro. The audio comes from a 1950s sex education film, which leads me to believe a generation of Americans knew nothing about sex. It's the weirdest thing. First of all, have you ever had that conversation? Like, growing up, when you were in, you know, middle school or high school or whatever, did a friend ever come up to you and just say, hey, guess what? I had a wet dream last night. Quite the conversation starter. The other thing that surprised me about the video is how he described what sperm was. It's part of a baby. Just a weird way of saying that. Kid is a total creep, because then he's like, what, your brother never talked to you about this? No, I don't talk about sex and ejaculation with my brother.
Aw, he doesn't talk to me about nothing.
Well, that wasn't the actual line was, he doesn't say much about anything. Something like that. And now that little kid is going to think that that is something that you're supposed to talk to your brother about. So he's going to run home.
Hey, Jimmy, talk to me about the sticky stuff that comes out of your dick hole. You know, the gooey stuff that's part of a baby.
All right, listen, I've got some very sad news. I wanted to keep it lighthearted at the very beginning because this next chunk is just devastating to me. Oh, boy. Here it comes. The waterworks are starting. We've got a death to report here. DV favorite, Miss Cleo, is dead at 53. Hey, that isn't funny. Who is that?
I'm Cleo.
Oh my god, Miss Cleo speaking to me from the afterlife. Miss Cleo, I'm so sad to see you have passed away.
Well, I know this doesn't make sense, but you know that things always happen for a reason. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I guess so. I'm just glad you found some peace.
Osteoporosis runs in your family, correct?
I don't think so. Also, I'm a guy. Are you trying to give me a reading?
Yeah.
What?
Did you have a question?
I wouldn't even know what to ask you.
Is there a gentleman in your life?
Whoa, getting kind of personal. Yes, there is the love of my life.
I want you to really remember the pill, all right?
Pill? I can't get pregnant. Oh my god, are you talking about that, gay pill that keeps you from getting HIV?
Yep.
There's no way we're in a committed relationship.
You're in denial when you say no.
I can't believe this.
You can believe Cleo or you cannot believe Cleo, but Cleo already, I tell you what, she see you do it.
Yeah, well, what do you know? You're dead. You're rotting in the ground, bitch. I'm sorry. This was supposed to be a nice tribute to Miss Cleo. Yes, a representative for Miss Cleo. The fact that she has a representative is hilarious to me. Because when's the last time you actually heard from Miss Cleo? Like 2007, maybe? All right, a representative, and that's because she was arrested for fraud or something? I don't know. A representative for Miss Cleo, whose real name was Uri Harris, says that she died Tuesday morning in Palm Beach County, Florida. Shout out to Palm Beach.
Fuck you if you're not from Palm Beach County.
That's right. She was recently hospitalized but was discharged last week to a hospice center. And when you're dispatched to a hospice center, that's not a good thing. All right. Cleo was originally diagnosed with colon cancer, but it spread. Oh, that's not called for. An insensitive monster. All right, yeah, the cancer spread, I guess, to her liver and lungs. The representative said Cleo remained a pillar of strength during her illness and died surrounded by family and friends. Psychic friends? One might say a network of psychic friends. A psychic friends network. Cleo's Jamaican character in her psychic commercials became a cult classic in the late 90s thanks to her catchphrase, "Call me now!" Miss Cleo was actually born in L.A., but she nailed that Jamaican accent. After the Psychic Readers Network closed shop, Cleo bounced around various jobs, including voicing a character in the video game Grand Theft Auto Vice City. I did not know that.
Yeah.
All right, so there's a little bit of sad news. We've played Miss Cleo clips before. Usually people loading up those soundboards and making prank phone calls. I've got a new one here. I don't think we've ever played this one on the show. This is Miss Cleo calling a retirement community.
Hello.
Hello, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
Can I please have your first name only and your birth date, please?
It's so fun to call old people because they just want to talk, right? They don't have enough people in their life to, you know, visit with them. So when someone calls them up on the phone, it's an event.
Who is this?
Caller, I'm Miss Cleo.
Who? You who?
I'm Miss Cleo.
Huh?
I don't mean to sidetrack your question here, but who are all of these nosy people, outside influences I'm seeing around you by the moon card?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what she's talking about. She sounds drunk. Anyway, Miss Cleo keeps calling back, so one of the administrators takes over the phone call. And it's not long before he's threatening to call the FBI on Miss Cleo.
Could I ask you not to call this number again? You're calling a personal care home with sick people, and you're annoying them.
Wouldn't it be kind of ironic if this was the hospice care facility that Miss Cleo wound up at? They're the ones that probably pulled a plug on her. This is what you get for all those prank calls, bitch.
Would you please not call again?
I love you.
Are you done?
I love you.
Hello.
Caller?
I'm calling the Federal Bureau of Investigation on this call, okay?
All right, can you speak up for me, sweetie?
You're going to get a call from the federal officials for annoying our patient. Would you please stop calling?
What do you want to ask me, darling?
I'm going to get the cops on you.
You're a Libra, aren't you, darling? You're in denial when you say no.
What's your name?
I'm Cleo.
What's your name?
I'm Miss Cleo.
No. I want an Anne Franks or a name like that.
What's
your name?
Cleo. I know,
you're in trouble. You're in trouble, Leo, okay?
Don't do it, all right?
You wait by the door. You wait by the door. The cops will be there soon, okay?
Leave me to say no more, huh, baby? Don't do it, all right?
Okay.
It'll be a bad move.
You be right there. They'll get you, okay?
Yeah. Putting in their 2 cents, and you didn't ask for a penny, did you?
I'm calling them right now, okay?
Oh, listen to that voice. Aren't you sweet?
I got your...
And you know what? Know that to be a positive thing.
I love that he wants a name. He, like, I want this to be Anne Frank on the phone. Well, got bad news for you. Anne Frank's not available right now. And if she was, she'd have to talk really quietly on account of all the Nazi Germans after her. You know, she's got bigger fish to fry. Anne Frank's not going to be making prank phone calls in her attic. That guy's an asshole. All right, listen, it's time to get into Sextastic Tuesday. This is a dumb bit where I try to find poorly written, weird, or disgusting sex stories. These are real pieces of internet erotica. Their aim is to get you off, but somehow, these miss the mark in a big, big way. I'm looking for the worst of the worst when it comes to sex stories. That's what Sextastic Tuesday is all about. Now, recently on my
Twitter feed,
I posted a short clip from a Sextastic Tuesday story that I read back in 2008. And what's notable about that sex story is that I lost my shit for about a minute. I don't know, something struck me as really funny, and I just couldn't compose myself. It's happened a few times since then, but never to the extent that this story had me lose control. The story I'm talking about is it involves Natalie Portman. It's the Natalie Portman porn story. You may remember that. I don't know. I'm sure at some point in the last 8 or 9 years, we've replayed this on Sextastic Tuesday, but a lot of people still ask me about this story, request it, that we replay it. So we're going to do it today as a best of classic edition. Take a listen to this grammatically aborted story, as it's so eloquently described as in our Freakypedia. Yes, Natalie Portman porn today on Sextastic Tuesday.
It's Sextastic.
There's an introduction before the story starts. Hello, everyone. I have finally written about a sexual fantasy of mine that I've had for quite a while on the very beautiful and sexy Natalie Portman. I think Natalie Portman is a goddess, and she is the hottest girl ever. This is a fantasy of mine about her in a fictional story where I'm dating, Natalie Portman, where I get to act out all my fantasies and fetishes with her. All right, let's get started. My name is Adam, and I must say that I'm the luckiest guy in the world, for I have as my girlfriend the goddess Natalie Portman, the female star of the Star Wars prequels. We started dating a few months ago, and she is madly in love with me. Delusional. I must say that years before we started dating, I had a major crush on Miss Portman and have fantasized about my many romantic occasions with her, which just means he jerked off to her picture. He admits to that, though. I've also had sexual fantasies where when I masturbated, I would have the most intense orgasms with my thoughts on making love to her. Natalie Portman and I met at the premiere of Star Wars Episode II in May 2002, and I still remember the first time I saw her in person and the sexy clothes she was wearing. She was the one who broke the ice with me, for I was too dumbfounded to even talk to her, like a boy in junior high with a crush on a girl. She took notice to the fact that I was a big sci-fi fan, and since she was never a fan or knows anything about sci-fi, she wanted to get to know me more to see what the world was like for a die-hard sci-fi fan like myself. Which, of course, would never happen in a million years. I like your Wookiee outfit. Wink. Our casual relationship soon turned into a dating relationship, and within the next few months, we were in a serious relationship. Our dates went from going to get coffee or McDonald's to going to fancy romantic restaurants. Because of the kind of dates we were going on, I knew she was turning into my girlfriend.
Hello, my future girlfriend. This is what I sound like.
Please pee on me.
Please pee on me if I'm on Yahoo chat. Bye. Thanks for stopping by.
The physical aspects of our relationship were slow. She was repulsed by me. No. I was anxious because, if you can believe this, I'm still practically a virgin. No, I don't believe that for a second. Yes, I was anxious because, if you can believe this, I'm still practically a virgin and quick and ready to have sex. Natalie Portman is a virgin, too. Only I did not know it at the time. For with me, it is because I do not do so well with the ladies, and with her, she's so busy with her acting career. But in spite of her being a virgin, she was in no way too fast to have sex, for she pushed my advances on a number of occasions. But our relationship was not static, for she did warm up to me in time. Within the first month of dating, she would let me hold her hand. It was not until the second month that we kissed for the first time. By the third month, we were French kissing. And by the fourth month, we were making out on a regular basis. By month five, she was ready to have sex with me for the first time. All right, then he goes into the, you know, first couple times they had sex, and it's kind of boring. It's standard stuff. I'm going to pick it up a few paragraphs later when they start getting into their sexual kinks and fetishes. Adam, our protagonist, I guess, is into patent leather shoes. And then apparently he likes also to lick her feet or something. Natalie Portman says, "I see that you have more than just a patent leather Mary Jane shoe fetish, for you seem to be getting yourself sexually off by smelling my stinky feet." Yes, I think you're right. I not only have a fetish for girls who wear shiny patent leather Mary Jane shoes along with a schoolgirl uniform, I get obsessed with girls' feet, always wondering what they smell like, although he spelled wondering wandering, always wondering what they smell like. "But doesn't the stinky smell of my feet turn you off?" "It should, and on anyone else it would, but your feet could stink to high heaven and I would still be turned on. Yes, the smell of your stinky feet turned me on."
"Okay, then smell away and get yourself off as you please."
And that is exactly what I did. Now it was Natalie's turn for her to share another one of her fantasies with me and for me to fulfill it. And when I asked her what it was, she replied,
"Not only have I always wanted to experience a guy fucking me in the cunt, I always fantasize what it would be like for a guy to take me from behind and penetrate me in my asshole."
So, what you're saying is you're interested in anal sex.
"Yes, I definitely am. I want you to fuck me in the ass. I want you to lick my anus and then ram your cock in my rectum."
"Oh, wow. A girl who's into anal sex. This is my fantasy as well. I'm also obsessed with girls' assholes."
"So I see that not only do you have a fetish for girls' shiny patent leather shoes and her stinky feet, but you also have a fetish for their stinky assholes?"
"You got that right."
"Okay, then, let's stop talking and cornhole me."
This must have been written by, like, a 13-year-old. It's quite wonderful. While rimming her asshole, I could smell the stink from her anus. But but again, instead of it turning me off, it got me all the more hornier. And I began to lash my tongue harder and faster over and around her anus. I could not penetrate her in the rectum with my tongue yet, because in spite of me trying to loosen her up with my tongue, rimming her asshole, she was still tight. So I reached over and grabbed the jelly lubricant that I got from upstairs. Then I applied some to my fingers and spread it across and around all over her anus. Then I started to push my rock-hard cock in and out of her asshole, starting at a slow speed, then getting faster and faster when her sphincter finally loosened up. It didn't take long for me to come, and then I exploded into the most intense orgasm of my life, which left me dizzy and weak afterwards. And then I ejaculated a boatload of white, sticky, hot sperm into her rectum. In a very weak and exhausted state, I pulled my cock out of her asshole. But she immediately grabbed me and had me lie down on my back on the floor. Then she squatted over me and told me to open my mouth wide. I obeyed, and then she spread her ass cheeks open and lowered her asshole over my mouth. I saw the sticky and wet as my white... What? I saw the sticky and wet as my white sticky sperm oozed out of her rectum. Then she pushed as if she was ready to take a shit, and then she pooped out all of my sperm into my mouth. When she was finished dumping my sperm out of her anus, she lifted me up off the floor and gave me a passionate kiss and French kiss, only to suck my sperm out of my and drink it. I like, as the story's going on, the grammar's getting progressively worse. Where are we at here? Yeah, so we just sat there for a few minutes, kissing and swapping sperm into each other's mouth and drinking it. After we were finished, we just lie on the floor, embracing one another, in while we were still nude from the waist down. We reflected on our experience. Well, Natalie, did you enjoy that?
Oh, yes. I definitely did. I love getting fucked up my asshole just as much, if not more, than getting fucked up my pussy. How about you? Did you like the smell and taste of my asshole? And did you like having your cock buried deep in my anus? How do you compare it with the normal intercourse with your cock in my cunt hole?
Who talks like that? Natalie Portman. I loved it just as much, if not more, than having my cock in your cunt hole. I definitely loved the stinky smell of your asshole and the taste of your anus. I especially loved the way your sphincter squeezed down on my cock, so when I came, it made it all the more intense. Thanks, Natalie, for being my girlfriend. and for giving me such great sexual pleasure.
No problem. Adam, the pleasure is all mine. I love having you as my boyfriend and experimenting with all the sexual acts. I want to continue.
I'm trying to see at the top of this story if it says something like, you know, Adam Watkins, Mrs. Gardner's fourth period English assignment. Well, then things progress even further to water sports, and after peeing on each other, we're going to pick up the story here. After she came down from her explosive orgasm and I recovered from my long, massive piss, Natalie got out of the bathtub and asked me what I would like to do next, since it was my turn to reveal another fantasy. So I told her that I wanted to continue our bathroom games. But pushed the envelope a little further. I said to her that I have had fantasies where girls would shit on me and I play around in their shit. She found it no surprise, since I do love girls' stinky feet and their stinky assholes. So she beat me to the question of asking her for the request for her to take a shit on me. So she agreed, but she said that she did not need to poop at this time. So she went over to the medicine cabinet, oh no, and got out some laxatives. And she ate it and said it would take a few minutes to kick in. In the meantime, she came over to me and we kissed passionately while still completely in the nude. I could smell the sour odor and taste, the tangy taste of my... I could smell the sour odor and taste the tangy taste of my piss that was still in her mouth as I kissed her and French kissed her. Then after a few minutes of passionate kissing, we felt her bowels kick in and she needed to take a major poop. Then she had me lie down on the... This is like the worst story ever! And then she squatted over me. I felt the nervousness and anticipation of having her shit on me and having the whole bathroom stink for her nasty feces. I don't think anyone but Adam is getting off to this story. Then as she squatted over me, she pulled her ass cheeks apart only to reveal to me her tight pink puckered anus. Then she asked me if I was ready, and then I confirmed with her that I was. All I could see then was that she pushed like she was having a baby, and and then she let out a big nasty fart. This is so ridiculous. Okay, I'm sorry. I don't know why. Alright, I'm sorry. Alright. All I could see then was that she pushed like she was having a baby. Oh my god. I'm so sorry, guys. I don't know why I'm laughing at this. All right. She pushed like she was having a baby, and then she let out a big nasty fart, and then I don't know why I'm laughing. All right, what the fuck? Why am I laughing? All right, let's get through this. We just gotta push through, like we're having a baby. All right. And then she let out a big nasty fart, and then her sphincter opened up, and then a big, thick, long brown turd of shit came out of her anus and landed on my chest. Whew. All right. I'm composing myself here. She had more shit to go, but she stopped at that point, so she get up from squatting and then kneels down beside me. Then she smeared her stinky brown feces all over my chest, legs, arms, shoulders, and finally my face. The bathroom stunk so bad from her shit that Natalie was holding her nose with one hand while she was smearing the shit all over my body with the other. She was so amazed at how turned on I was, even in spite of the foul odor. After she covered my body from head to toe in her nasty brown feces, she got up off the floor only to squat it over me again so she could take another shit on me and empty her bowels, which were full of her own feces. Well, no fucking shit. Whose feces would it be up there? This time I directed her ass over to my face and aimed her asshole right over my mouth. Then she asked if I was sure I wanted to eat her nasty shit. When I confirmed with her that I definitely wanted to, she then pushed again like she was having a baby, and her sphincter opened up again, and I saw another nasty, long, brown, thick turd of shit come out of her anus and into my mouth. When she was finished getting the major turd of shit out of her bowels, she shit some more, but it was loose shit that even turned into a little diarrhea.
which either went in and filled my mouth or completely covered my face in nasty and stinky brown solid and liquid feces. Jesus Christ, that is the longest sentence I've ever read. I have got to say, that's the best line I've ever read in a Sextastic Tuesday story. The one that goes, when she was finished getting the major turd of shit out of her bowels. Turd of shit. Yes, turd of shit.
All right, there you go. That is your Sextastic Tuesday for July 26, 2016, brought to you by AdamandEve.com. You heard me ramble on about it at the top of the show. Real quick, I wanted to mention, in addition to getting 50% off just about any item, you'll also receive 3 free adult movies on DVD and a special gift. It's called a clit bumper or something. You put it around your penis if you're a man. And it helps you prolong your erection. And, I don't know, it's got feelers or something on it to make the lady feel good as you're grinding up against her with your disgusting body. Give her a little bit of pleasure. And you'll also get free shipping on your entire order. So, again, AdamandEve.com. Use coupon code FREAK. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. You guys know the drill at this point in the show. I ask you to sign up for the sideshow. You probably know all about that. Or I ask you to pledge to our Patreon account. I'm not going to bother today, okay? Just do both those things. And if you promise to do it, the less I'll have to talk about it. Okay, 3 quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. Let's check in with Missouri. It's a state we don't pay much attention to. No one pays Missouri too much attention. Deputies say a Fair Grove woman walked into her barn last month. Nothing good could come of this, right? I mean, it's a Distorted View news story. It involves a burn. You know what happens in the burn.
I love horses, best of all the animals. I love horses, they're my friends.
Well, I know my horse wanted to have me fuck it because it was making what I call the hubba hubba. Makes that noise. It's like, please plow me in my pony pussy. So I went down to the burn and I penetrated it. All right. Wasn't a horse. It was a horse lobster. No, it wasn't a horse this time that was being fucked or doing the fucking or whatever. Whatever goes on in these weird bestiality scenes. No, she found a man trying to have sex with her cow. Daryl Helton, 68. Oh my god, that's disgusting. I mean, the act of a person having sex with an animal is disgusting, but, I mean, he's elderly. Just makes it even more disgusting. All right, so yes, Daryl Helton, 68, of Nixa, was charged last week with unlawful sex with an animal after he was allegedly caught in the act. Oh, so he was having sex. It wasn't like he was trying to have sex. Mission accomplished. He would have finished if, you know, someone didn't walk in on him. Can't blame him for that. All of his equipment works, is what I'm saying. Let's not disparage him too much. I mean, maybe he had to use Viagra or something, but whatever. The dick got hard. What? According to a probable cause statement, a woman noticed an unknown car parked near her barn on the evening of June 10th, so she went inside the barn to investigate. As the woman entered, she saw a naked man, identified as Helton, standing behind one of her cows, apparently having sex with the animal. Helton allegedly told deputies with the Greene County Sheriff's Office that he went to the property in Fairgrove, caught a cow, which is not that challenging because cows pretty much just stand there and do nothing. Catching a cow is kind of like catching a mailbox. Not a lot of skill involved there. But okay, all right, he caught the cow somehow. He managed to catch the cow. Tied it to the corral and tried to have sex with the animal. Stop saying tried. He was doing it. His cock was in the cow. The statement says Helton told authorities that this was the second time he had engaged in sexual acts with a cow on that property. All right, I feel like we have to go over this again. If the cops catch you doing something illegal, don't start confessing to additional crimes, right? They would have never known that you've done this before, right? If you didn't tell them. So now you're going to get in more trouble. Just a dumb criminal. All right, the statement says Helton told authorities that this was the second time he engaged in sex acts with a cow on that property. Unlawful sex acts with an animal is a Class A misdemeanor, punishable by up to 1 year behind bars. It does not appear Helton was jailed, though. Helton doesn't have an attorney listed for the case. The newspaper was unable to reach him for comment, using phone numbers listed for him in online records. Yeah, I'm guessing he's not going to be too excited to speak to the press. Kind of an embarrassing situation he's in. Have we ever talked to, like, a dog fucker or, you know, just an animal fucker in general here on DB? I can't remember. I mean, we've done so many shows, almost 3,000. I feel like we probably talked to someone into bestiality, or not. We didn't talk anyone into it, although I wouldn't put it past me either. But I don't think we've ever talked to anyone who was into it. Maybe we have. I don't know. Have we? Are you into bestiality, please? If you're willing to talk, love to interview you. All right. But only if you've actually done stuff with animals. Like, if it's just, you know, a thought floating around your warped little mind, I don't want to talk to you. I want to hear people who have done the dirty deed. All right, second story we have for you today. Swedish parents have complained after they turned on their TV set and sat down with their kids only to watch a puppet character use a condom to make the Scottish delicacy haggis, which is disgusting, right? Isn't it like the liver or like the guts of some sort of animal? Let me read on here. The Scottish dish, is traditionally made from sheep's innards, minced with onion. Well, that part sounds good. Oatmeal and spices. I always thought, you know, oatmeal's not used enough in foods. Like, I could see, yeah, garlic and oatmeal, or onion and oatmeal. I think if prepared properly, it could be delicious. The sheep innards part, I have a problem with. All right, it's wrapped inside the animal's stomach. I also have a problem with that. Although these days, artificial skin is normally used. In a children's television show, they took culinary creativity to a whole new level when the host, a pretend French chef by the name of Bon, instead decided to stuff the meat and juices in a condom. Explaining in the video, which has also been posted on SVT's, I don't know if that is, online site. I guess that's the TV network. He doesn't have an animal stomach at hand. That's what he said in the video. So he reaches for a handbag, saying, "Grandma usually has things in her bag. Perhaps there's something we can use. Balloons! That will work just as well." But it wasn't a balloon. It was a balloon lobster. I don't know. Everything's rock lobster to me today. It was a condom. That's what he attaches to the sausage-style haggis. While you may think Swedes are known for their liberal approach to sex, parents were kind of angry about it. Quote, "I'm watching Bon, who is today making haggis and is using a condom as a balloon because there wasn't a sheep stomach. What are you doing? Disgusting, unethical, and highly inappropriate," one furious viewer wrote on their Facebook page. Another parent explained her upset, I guess, in slightly calmer tones in an interview with, oh Christ, Aftonbladet. "Children are curious and notice everything. They see that it's not a balloon and ask what it's for." I mean, come on, a condom looks like a balloon. Children are dumb. You just say, "Oh no, that's a balloon with a reservoir tip, idiot." They'll be like, "Okay." All right, it's very provocative that they think it wouldn't be noticed. Children shouldn't even be asking those questions. It's completely wrong. You get really pissed off. That's according to Tess Vesterlund, who watched the Tuesday program together with her 6-year-old nephew. According to SVT's head of children's television, Johanna Gerdar, he or she defended the condom haggis on Wednesday in comments emailed to the local newspaper. "It's, of course, unfortunate if our content upsets the viewers, whether it's the target group or their parents. The purpose in this case was to entertain. I understand if you don't appreciate this kind of humor, but I can't see that it's inappropriate by definition to show a picture of a condom in a humor show aimed at children in middle school." Oh, it's for middle school kids? I thought it was for, like, little kids. Okay, well, yeah, middle school kids, I mean, that's a little bit different. Asked if she was surprised by the reaction, she said, "Sometimes you get very surprised by what upsets people because different things upset different people. Our intention is to never upset parents, blah, 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 blah. It's not the first time Sweden's national public broadcaster has caused a stir in the Nordic nation. Earlier this year, viewers flipped out when a dolphin was dissected live on breakfast television. Last year, SVT was forced to apologize after it accidentally sent a text message to 60 children aged between 10 and 13, which included a link to a pornographic gay website. Well, they're just fucking up left and right over there. Finally, it's most intentionally famous for its children's song about dancing cartoon genitals Willy and Twinkie, which was released in English last year after the song became a global hit. Did we ever play that on DV? No, I think we should. What exactly were they trying to accomplish with this song? All the girls think it's excellent. Even graceful ladies think it's elegant. They seem so different, but still they're quite the same. If you tinkle through your willy or your twinkle, you still pull a chain. Oh, 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 willy and twinkle, what a lovely pair. Twinkle and willy living way down there. So Willy is, of course, the penis, and Twinkle is the pussy. Okay, whatever. I don't know what the hell's going on in Sweden. Final story we have for you today. This might be a DV update. We talk about so many masturbators, I can't keep them all straight in my head. A furious masturbator who exposed himself in front of a nurse at Royal Darwin Hospital has been jailed for months. A Darwin local court heard Ross... These names always start off, you know, pronounceable. Ross, okay, four letters, I can do that. But this last name, that's where they tripped me up. Uladijiri. Ross Uladijiri. He was picked up drinking on July 20th, having been issued an alcohol protection order on Christmas Day last year. Let the man drink on Christmas. Prosecutor Daniel Warner Collins said, the man was so drunk he needed to be helped into the paddy wagon and was taken to the hospital, you know, just to sober up. He removed his penis from his pants and then began masturbating furiously at the nurse. You're like, I'm masturbating at someone. That's such a weird way of putting that. He must have really, like, been looking at her deeply in the eyes or something. Like, how do you masturbate at someone? Masturbating is a solo act, you know what I mean? I'm masturbating at you. I like that. I like that terminology. All right, so he was masturbating at the nurse. She expressed her disgust at this. You're a nurse. You know, it's just a penis. Come on. Be a medical professional. And he began urinating on the floor. Uladijiri blew a .295, nearly six times the legal limit for driving, several hours after he had stopped drinking. The court heard how he had 25 prior convictions for breaching alcohol protection orders. Defense lawyer Beth Morris Rowe said Uladijiri had no memory of the incident and was ashamed of his actions. The judge said the nurses have a hard enough job without putting up with this kind of nonsense. Uladijiri was sentenced to a week's jail for breaching his alcohol protection order and a month for gross indecency. Gross. He had a chewed-up looking penis or something. You should get extra jail time if your penis is not, you know, attractive. It's something people wouldn't want to see. They'd be grossed out by it. Yeah, it's gross indecency. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Love to hear from you guys. 206-666-4463. That's our voicemail line. Don't forget, you can always email me if you've got, you know, news story tips or if you run across some funny audio or video. Actually, you know, we've been doing, or this week we did a best of Sextastic Tuesday. The well has kind of run dry. I can't find any really good new sex stories. So here's the deal. If you run across a hilariously bad one, just send me the link or send me the text, whatever. Or if you have an idea for Sextastic Tuesday, like a genre or something that you think would be funny for me to read, like, oh, you haven't done water sport porn in a while, or something more specific, like, you know, menstrual blood porn. You know, give me some suggestions or ideas. I don't know why you'd want to hear menstrual blood porn. And I'll look for, you know, those type of stories, I guess. I just need your help, I think. I don't know what you people want to hear anymore. There's only so many, you know, scat stories I can read in a row.
Hey, Tim. Glad you remember.
It's not Scat-tastic Tuesday, although that's a much better name than Sextastic.
Casey Nagrin here. So after 3 years, I think I finally got you a new freak, a new lady freak.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it took 3 years, but...
3 years to get one new listener. Now you guys see what I'm up against here.
Did it. And it's all thanks to dick farting. So, good job. Thanks a lot, man.
See? Dick fart. The gift that keeps on giving.
Hey, Timmy Boo. This is Alex. I'm calling in on the 29th of June. No, 29th. The 30th of June. I was listening...
I'm like a month behind on these.
...to the 29th episode, and you were wondering about the dude fucking the big black girl. I actually have experience with something like this. My old roommate, his last flare, his last big flame that he had, was a big black girl, and hands down, even my neighbors told me, yeah, it was probably some of the loudest sex they'll ever hear, ever, because they could just hear the loud ass clapping and everything else and the smack.
They could hear the ass clapping through the walls?
Smacking and everything else. It's not you, Tim. It's not your phone or not your headphones blowing out because of the decibels. No, it's true. They're just bombastic and bodacious, I guess, and they're quite loud sometimes, too. All right, Timmy Boo. I'll talk to you later.
Cool. Thank you very much for the information.
Hey, Tim. Long-time listener. I took a hiatus, though.
How dare you?
Quite a few years ago. I've been back for the past, like, eight. Oh, but I remember when I was leaving a while ago, you were doing this thing with a grid where you could buy little squares, and it would have kind of, like, click-through to their website, and they could customize the image. It was, like, how you were raising money.
Yes.
Before you did the sideshow.
It was called the Click Grid. It wasn't my idea. Some guy came up with this thing, and he asked me, hey, would you like to implement this on your show? I think he was trying to turn it into, like, a business type thing. And on the website, there was, like, this little, like, grid. It's like a, you know, a white grid, you know, black lines and everything, making little squares. And people could buy a square or two squares or four squares, you know. And, you know, if you buy four squares, then obviously that makes a bigger square, you know. So, and people can, you know, buy basically ad space. It was called the Click Grid,
I think, or any of this other promotion stuff you've been doing. Whatever happened to that? I just kind of wondered, never heard about it when I went back to the archives.
Yeah, well, I believe, if I remember correctly, all of that... All of the ads and everything were on a different server, you know, the guy who was running it. And I think eventually, you know, the business just sort of fizzled out. You know, it was over with. It was done. And that was pretty much the end of it.
Hey, fantastic podcaster.
Ah, you got me.
Jay fucking D here from Rochester. Just wanted to let you know, Timmy, who I signed up for my sideshow membership.
Thank you.
I'm a good little freak. I
yes,
did it for you in the summer when you get
true
your swamp.
Yeah, man, you know, summers are always tough. If you don't know, I'm sure I've mentioned it before. I know I've mentioned it before. You may have not heard it. But we go through, and I don't know if this... I should really talk to some other podcasters and see if this is a common thing. The summer slump. I think people are just out more, you know, not listening to podcasts. I think when it gets, like, in the autumn and in winter, that's when people want to curl up with a good podcast. Listen to some hot and steamy cum farts.
I wanted to say, there was a guy...
But yeah, in the summer months, specifically, I think, like, June, it was May, June, July, and going into August or some slow months. So that's why I'm very appreciative of people who sign up for the sideshow or pledge money or whatever during the summer months.
He called in a while ago. He said, whenever you start the show, yeah, he would throw his hands up in the air like he won a race. I just want to let you know, I do something kind of like that, too. Whenever you say email me, I usually say it even slower and go, email me.
Email me.
So, just something I thought I'd let you know.
People think I'm just being retarded, you know, when I do that. But we started that years ago, right? I don't remember why now. I think there was a reason for it, right?
Email me. No. Keep up the
Maybe just me being dumb. I don't know.
Good work. Your show is fucking awesome. That's why I'm paying you money.
Thank you so much. And finally today... Yes. No. Nothing. It's a butt dial. So in place of the last voicemail, let's just play 30 seconds of a random song. How about Super Cunt?
I'm a cunt. I do what I want. I do what I please. I do it all with ease. Don't be ignorant of my super cunt. Cause my super cunt is smoky like a blunt.
Yeah, that should take up about as much time as, you know, a voicemail normally would have. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OGOD. Is it OGOD?
Yeah.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. I'll see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
We'll be here, turn it around.
Try,
try again, watch it come down. We'll be here, turn it around.
Try,
try again, watch it come down.
I,
look
fuck me in my ass, man. Shit. Shit. Fuck me in my ass, man.
Oh, I feel good in your fucking ass.
Shit.